Welcome. It is 5:40 on a Monday morning. Thanks for letting us be part of your busy day. Here we go with the entertainment news. As I mentioned before we went to the break, yes, the MTV Music Video Awards were last night, or the Video Music Awards.
Oh, MTV still plays music? Really?
No. No, they don't. But now, that for whatever reason, irony, the sense of irony still is with them. They have Video Music Awards every year. Video of the Year, Justin Timberlake, Mirrors, Best Male Video, Bruno Mars for Locked Out of Heaven, Best Female Video, Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble, Best Song of the Summer, One Direction, Best Song Ever, Best Hip Hop Video, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Can't Hold Us, Best Pop Video, Selena Gomez, Come and Get It. This category I'm interested in. Now, I know what it is. It's the new people coming up. The Taco Bell Artist to Watch Award.
Ooh, they're sponsoring it now, huh?
Taco Bell's Artist. I mean, who cares who it is? It's just the fact that it's Taco Bell's Artist to Watch. It's like...
Well, you know, the MTV crowd, they eat fifth meal a lot, so...
Sure.
Or fourth meal, or whatever they call it, in the middle of the night.
Who cares? Yeah. The other categories, and I'm not going to go all, you know, all the winners, but there was Best Collaboration, Best Video with a Social Message, Best Rock Video, Best Art Direction, Best Choreography, Best Cinematography, Best Direction, Best Editing, Best Visual Effects. Justin Timberlake actually won one, two, three, or four.
All of the stuff on Facebook and Twitter was talking about how great Justin Timberlake's performance was last night. The rest of the show kind of stunk.
I think he performed for 9 hours. So he was there for quite a while. There were two things. Lady Gaga opened the thing, and she came out wearing...
meat?
No, milk carton?
Is that right?
Lady Gaga is odd. And I'll tell you this. When she's just on her by herself without all the technology behind her, she's terrible. Live, terrible.
I get that feeling, too.
Yeah.
She's... far more flash than substance.
Oh, yeah.
That right, strip it all down. She's not that talented.
And that's exactly what she did. She eventually stripped down to just a bra, a seashell bra, and whatever else. But when you throw in all the electronic enhancements of her voice, and the amazing show stage, the stage show that she does.
But she has good stage presence.
She has wonderful stage presence. Weird. Just really, really weird. And then, of course, Miley Cyrus.
Performing with her daddy, I believe, right? I think Billy Ray was dressed as Beetlejuice.
I don't know. I don't know if that was Billy Ray or if it was somebody. But Miley Cyrus is a train wreck.
And she practically got naked last night, too.
It was bad. It was overly produced. It was horrible. It was just a horrible performance. And I'm wondering how much time is left on her 15 minutes. All right, let's talk about Ben Affleck for a minute. For those that are saying that Ben Affleck should not be the next Batman, we have to do this. Suck it up. Because not only is he going to be playing the Batman in the sequel of Man of Steel, he has signed up for multiple appearances as Batman.
Oh, groan.
Yeah. Hollywood Reporter is saying he has signed up to play Batman in multiple movies. We're not sure exactly which ones it will be.
Look, he's an actor. We don't know how good or how bad he's going to be at Batman until we see something on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ben Affleck has done some good performances over his career.
Yes.
He's getting some support from some big-name directors, including Josh Whedon.
And
let's just wait and see what happens.
We think back to his other superhero movie that was terrible, but that's okay. Listen, everybody was a little skeptical when Michael Keaton was cast, and it turned out to be pretty good, so we'll see. Change.org has actually put up a petition to have Warner Brothers recast the role. As of late last night, 65,000 signatures.
You think we have more important things to worry about than this?
No, absolutely not.
I think that is up on that White House petition website.
Oh, probably so.
That when it reaches 100,000 or 200,000, the president's supposed to issue a statement on it.
Yeah, and so let's see what actually happens. The
position of the White House is the studio can pick whoever they want.
I'm sure he'll
covered under the health insurance.
I'm sure he'll come out and make it a racial issue.
Yeah, now, why isn't The Rock playing Batman?
He's too big.
Is he?
Oh, Dwayne, yeah, he's way too big. Did you see him in the last movie, the one that was, he's huge.
Just, well, you just wouldn't have to have as big of a suit.
No, I don't think he ought to do it. You know, I'll give it some thought, and I'll come up with a better Batman.
All right.
There was an article I found about everybody having the upset about Ben Affleck being Batman. There are other individuals who were cast in a role, and people thought, no, they're not going to do well, and it turned out well for them. Anne Hathaway as Selina Kyle, Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises, she was okay. Daniel Craig as a new James Bond. When he was
people hated it.
What do you mean Bond is blonde? That's not right. Daniel Craig, second best Bond ever. Of course, I already mentioned Michael Keaton as Batman. People didn't like Robert Pattinson as Edward in Twilight. I think the whole Twilight series sucks, so I don't have an opinion there. Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss in The Hunger Games.
Well, nobody knew who she was.
Yeah, they were kind of upset about that. They didn't think that she would do as well. Some people didn't like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. Now that the new Spider-Man series is out, I have to say Tobey Maguire was weak.
You think Andrew Garfield's better?
I think he's much, much better. Much, much better. Speaking of doing very well in the box office, any idea who the number one movie was?
I don't think there was anything new that would have upset the order from last week. I bet it's The Butler again.
The Butler is number one at the box office for a second straight week. It brought in $17 million, which, again, like we've talked about, is not big money for the number one spot, but it is the number one spot. The Mortal Instruments' City of Bones came in number three. We're the Millers, number two.
That's the drug smuggling comedy. We got to pretend to be a family to get the drugs through or whatever.
And The World's End, Simon Pegg flick, where they do a pub crawl.
The pub crawl in England, yes.
And they find everybody in the village as robots. I definitely want to see it.
Getting mixed reviews.
And, well, of course, either you're a fan of that type of movie or you're not. Planes brought in the number five position. And this is a sad news. I usually start off with the sad news. Linda Ronstadt has revealed that she has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, man.
And about 8 months ago, and she can no longer sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's horrible news.
She's done. She says, quote, "I couldn't sing, and I couldn't figure out why. I knew it was mechanical. I think I've had it for 7 or 8 years already because of the symptoms I've had." So she is done. And... this is hilarious. Tina Turner said, "You know what? I'm tired of singing and dancing. I may retire." 74 years old.
I thought she gave up touring a while ago.
She said that she's had offers. She's thought about it. She's done some other stuff in Europe, and she said, "No, I think I'm done." 74.
There was a concert video of her maybe 5 or 6 years ago, when she could still, put on just a hell of a show.
If you got it, rock it. WSAU, there it is. That's the entertainment news. We'll be right back with the Stumper, the Wayback Machine, and maybe some birthdays. It depends if you're good.
Hate Monday, 'cause my weekend seems so far away. Gotta sit inside at work all day. That is why I hate Monday. Suddenly, I'm more tired than I used to be. Hope someday to win the lottery. Oh, why can't I stay home and sleep?
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.